Hey, it's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla. You can hear me weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
And welcome back to FLX Morning, coming up on 8:38. I'm joined in studio this morning by our friends from Finger Lakes Health. So first off, let's say hello to Laura Turbide. Welcome back, Laura. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. So what do we have on tap for today?
Well, we are thrilled. She's been with us before, but always has new great information for us. So we're here with Dean Kathleen Mills. She's the Dean of our College of Nursing, the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing, and also the Dean of the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. The School of Practical Nursing has graduated, like, I want to say between 78 and 80 classes, because for many years, they actually graduated two classes a year. So it's even graduated more classes than it's even been in existence. So we're going to talk today specifically focused on our LPN program, which is the Licensed Practical Nursing Program through Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. Dean Mills is working on her doctorate in education. She also has a master's in nursing. She was on our faculty from about 2008 until she served as an interim dean role, and then she's been officially appointed as since 2020. So at such a critical time where we're learning to train and engage more healthcare professionals and nurses, and also at a very unique time in the world. Mm-hmm. So we're thrilled that Dean Mills is here today to talk about the LPN program, why it's so important, why we're open right now to new applicants for that program. And it's a great way for people, if you want to get a step into a healthcare career, you want to do a 10-month program where you can actually come out ready to sit for an exam and then literally be earning the wages that we're now seeing as a nurse with great benefits, great flexibility, all the different roles you can play. So I'll let Dean Mills talk more about that. But I always love to give the pump that literally there's not a job out there that you can go to a 10-month program. Certainly a challenging one. I'm not going to say it's too easy, but we make it affordable. We'll talk all about that.
Right. Thanks. Thanks, Laura.
Yes, Dean Mills. Good morning. How are you? Good to have you. Good to have you back here. So a 10-month program, that is a pretty quick turnaround for somebody to be able to have a job in the medical profession, because normally you think, well, if I'm a doctor or a nurse, I'm going to be in school for, well, a couple of years, maybe more.
Correct. What's nice with our program, as Laura had mentioned, it's a 10-month program. We also do, in our curriculum, also incorporates college courses, so they also get college credit, which is a little different than any other LPN program, but also builds towards further education. So if they purchase the classes that help complete that LPN, it also goes on to their RN. So it's like a building block of sorts.
Now, LPN, for people that are unfamiliar, I know that stands for a licensed practicing nurse. Is that
correct?
What's the difference between that and a registered nurse?
So the LPN will work mainly in long-term care, doctor's office, school systems, and then they can work up into a registered nurse.
So this is a kind of a way to get in almost on the ground floor and maybe even get your feet wet in the profession, and then decide if you want to pursue a further education to jump up to that RN status.
Correct. I actually became an LPN first to figure out whether or not I even wanted to be in the healthcare field. And so that was, it's an easy, quick turnaround. It's 10 months. It was relatively cheap for what you got out of it. And it also was building blocks on top of that. So I was able to get into healthcare, figure out how I wanted to, if I wanted to be in this profession, and then build on from there.
And that's one of the other things we want to point out, too, is the affordability of a 10-month program like this, because, you know, normally when you think about medical school, you're thinking about, okay, the tuition rates are really high and so on and so forth. This program, a little bit different.
Is a little bit different. And right now the market is like the perfect time to enter it, because there is such a shortage. Hospitals are actually giving more reimbursement and more tuition funds. So right now, Finger Lakes Health, if you work for them, there's a reimbursement. And then there's also a buyback program. So once you complete the program, you take a position at Finger Lakes Health, and then there's a buyback. They give you so much every 6 months to pay towards your student loans.
Oh, that's fantastic, Laura. That is a great program.
It is. And I think not as many people know about it as we'd love to have them know. So we always try to promote this and let people know. It, we not only do it for our graduates of our own LPN and RN program. With that, you actually get double if you go to our program. But we do it for any LPNs, RNs, and med techs for the lab who are out there. We offer tuition buyback, which means in essence, if you have those student loans, but you're looking to make a commitment to us, we'll find a way and we'll commit to you as part of this tuition buyback. We also, once you do work for us, we have tuition assistance programs. So if you're working as an LPN, and as Kathy did, you then decide, well, maybe I want to go on for my RN degree and maybe I need to further and expand my knowledge base and go on for a master's. When it's role relevant for people, we have tuition reimbursement in addition to sort of full benefits, et cetera. So when we really think about a really great opportunity to get into a career that can be rewarding, that can provide so many settings and can be a way where what you're investing is your time and your talent and your knowledge and your passion for this, because we know it really isn't for the faint of heart, in the sense that you gotta know that you want to care for people and really expand your knowledge in a way that you're going to be making important, helping people, you know, advocate for people's health. But certainly the LPN program, as Kathy's saying, what a great chance to identify, is this really for me, without a lot of risk? And a lot of people continue to work in their regular job while they begin this program at minimum. And maybe they even do it for just a part of a time, or maybe they find a way to work it depending on their schedule. And again, that can be challenging. And we want people to be successful. So that's the other thing. We certainly want to support people to be successful through this program and then have the ability to have many job opportunities outside that. And we certainly need folks in healthcare. We're all aging. Do we dare say that this morning? Mm-hmm. But we're all getting older. There are more and more needs, in particular long-term care. But I'm very proud to say that I think Finger Lakes Health really leads in so many ways. And through our education programs, this is one of the ways we really lead the region. And also through our commitment through things like these tuition buyback programs and the tuition assistance.
And the nice thing is, because the school is tied to an existing healthcare system already, you can step out of the program, step into an available job, and then really the sky's the limit. It depends on how far you want to go.
Yep, correct. There's many people. When I first started as a CNA, I worked to establish that's where I wanted to be, went back to LPN school, worked again, I stepped out, and then went back to school and worked again. So it's a stepping stone, and they build on each other.
And there's an interesting thing to bring up. People who are CNAs, are they eligible for this program? Can they jump in? Do they already have some of the education required, or would they still go through the 10-month program if they wanted to make that transition?
They can still go through the 10-month program, but the benefit there is that they have an employer that can help support some of their tuition costs. They can also get some of that. So, yep.
We're talking with our friends from Finger Lakes Health here on FLX Morning. And you mentioned the market. It's really the right time because there is a tremendous need for people in these positions.
Correct. Correct. Right now is very critical. We just went through a really difficult time. But this would be the point to really step in. Society, we need nurses in there, and the hospitals and the employers are paying for the tuition. So I would definitely suggest getting in now.
If anybody's thought about it even as a second career, I think we don't think about this often. There's certainly people who are in high school or in starting their college search. And, you know, of course, this program may appeal to them. But there's also a lot of people who've maybe done something, and we aren't a country now of people who literally stay in the same job forever. There's a lot more mobility. There's a lot more flexibility to really think, you know what, I did this because I needed a job. I needed a role. But this is really a calling I've always had, and I've always wondered how it would be. We have had a lot of successful people who really come to this as a second career. And I think that's important for us to recognize, that at any juncture we have, it's not necessarily a traditional age group. And also because we're a hospital based with our clinical programs, the clinical opportunities happen right at the same place where you're doing your training. So it really does, when you think about it, the convenience of this kind of program, particularly for someone who might have family obligations, might have other work obligations, might be coming in as a second career, in addition to, of course, those traditional, I would call the traditional college age student.
Yep, agreed.
And one of the neat things about this program, too, is if you're looking to get into, say, education, or you're looking to maybe work at a doctor's office, but you don't want to necessarily just be somebody clerical or keeping the records, this is a way for you not only to fulfill that desire, but also have some practical knowledge. And nothing says that you have to go beyond that. You can go through this LPN program, get into the workforce, find what's comfortable for you, and then you can be very happy and very content moving forward.
Correct. And nursing is so movable, right? There's time in my life when I had to work 6 days a week, and then there's time in my life where I work 2 days a week. So nursing really allows for that movement back and forth.
So if people want to find out more information, when is the next enrollment period for the program?
It opens November 1st.
Oh, so perfect timing then. Yep. Yeah, we're right on the cusp of it. How long does that enrollment period last?
Till February 1st.
All right. So then the program would kick off, then start in March of next year.
It
starts in the fall. Yep. Okay. So if people want to find out more about it, how do they go about doing that?
They can go to either webpage, so the mswspn.com, or they can come to the Finger Lakes Health webpage, and then it's under education.
And again, we want to just recap. The enrollment period begins in November. This is a 10-month program. There is tuition assistance available. In some cases, there is a buyback available if you go to work for Finger Lakes Health. And chances are, I would say, pretty darn good that you're going to get placed with a job at the conclusion of this program. And then you can decide whether you want to further your education from there.
You got it.
There we go.
It's like you do this for a job or something.
Yeah. Well, I've done it a time or two. Yeah. just a time or two. Ladies, thank you very much for being here this morning. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you.